2015's Most and Least Educated Cities is the title of WalletHub's latest ranking of the 150 biggest metro areas in the U.S. Though utterly cliche, knowledge remains power. Areas with minimally educated workforces have average wages around $15 an hour. Compare that to places where 40% of the population has a bachelor's degree. They're making about $20 an hour. In the Inland Empire, an area of over 4 million people, only around 18% have bachelor's degrees. Given the IE's meager educational attainment rate, it comes as no surprise that the greater San Bernardino Riverside area is near the bottom of WalletHub's list of the most and least educated cities. Out of 150 metropolitan areas, the Inland Empire is 136th. While the IE is close to the bottom, other area locales weren't exactly at the peak. Our friends on the coast in the Los Angeles, Long Beach, Orange County area only came in at 87. The true bright spot and most educated Southern California city, according to the ranking, is San Diego, coming in at 38. The WalletHub study of the most and least educated cities looks at two different metrics, education level and quality of education and attainment gap. Percentages of adults holding high school diplomas or higher degrees are measured, along with public school system rankings and variances in the number of male and female degree holders in an area. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau and U.S. News and World Reports were used, among other sources. One bit of good news for the Inland Empire: the region leads the nation in having the smallest difference between black and white bachelor's degree holders. According to the report, Ann Arbor, Michigan is the most educated city in the country. The Silicon Valley area is the highest-ranked place in California, coming in at 14 of 150. As for the bottom, Brownsville, Texas brings up the rear, but Visalia and Bakersfield back it up respectively. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.